To the bathtub, and when I see the water splash against the side, then I remember happy nights back in Hawaii, just you and I beneath the stars before the tide. As I am searching for the soap, dear, I wish I was a submarine so I could sing once more to you back in Hawaii. But I must be content with being fresh and clean. As I am searching for the soap, dear, I wish I was a submarine. 'Cause I'll sing once more to you back in Hawaii. But I must be content with being fresh.
Distance between me and that fire. Now sometimes it gets so hot, you see. And Lord, I just gotta get away. I gotta hide from that old tree.
Thank you very much. Those of you who were expecting the Melody Four are going to be horribly disappointed. In fact, I suppose I count as the Melody One and a Half. But this person is not either Lowell Coxall or Tony Coe. This is Michel Doneda from Toulouse. And that's Dennis Palmer from Chattanooga. And he's not Lowell Coxall or Tony Coe either. Who would like to do a solo? Should we have a solo? Shall I do a quick solo?
Yeah, sure.
Yes. And then
oh, yes.
Yes, why not? You can sit down if you like.
Oh,
you don't
so
have
you
to stand up the whole time.
Can I still sit down here?
No.
It's the one place you can't sit. Oh, no, no, no. Thank you.
Oh,
I think before I sing the next song, I should explain a couple of terms in it that you might not be conversant with, not just because these were written by somebody from England, but because they were written by somebody very unusual from England who makes up his own language. So the word spam, is anybody acquainted with spam? Well, yeah, what does it stand for? Specially processed alternative meat or something? That's right, something like that. Yes, well, this has been slightly altered. The meaning of spam, it's become a sort of verb, you see, now. It's really weird talking through this microphone like this. Can you? That's better. It's become a sort of verb in the context of Lowell Coxhill's lyrics. And to get spammed up means to get dressed up, you know, very, very nicely, to go dancing or to meet your lover and go to a nice restaurant, to be spammed up. And you can also use it as an adjective to, if you describe somebody as spammy, means they're very attractive people, person, they're an attractive person. Like Lowell's daughter would often say, "Cool, look at that spammy geezer over there," or something like that, meaning that she quite fancied him, you know, he's spammy, you see. Most people don't like spam. I don't eat meat anyway, so I can't really remember what it was like, but it was a sort of wartime invention, wasn't it? Well, I think so. Spare parts or meat. Now, there was another word that I thought... oh, yes, it's in the same line, really. We're all spammed up with nowt to scoff. Well, nowt is a way of saying nothing, and scoff is a way of saying eat. So we've all got dressed... So it sort of means we're all dressed up to have this huge meal, but unfortunately there's nothing to eat. In fact, the main thing that there isn't anything of in the context of this song is a sausage, because they've gone surfing. But they'll return soon, let's hope. It does explain a lot, really. Once you know that the basis of this song is somebody's problems with their sausages that constantly leave the plate to go surfing. It really puts the whole song in another context. And I'd ask the rest of the band to join me. If they were getting bored with what I was doing, they could sort of sneak in during it, and then we could sort of go into some squiggly bonk extemporization at the end without anybody really noticing that the song stopped, you know. Very subtle sort of segue between the end of the song and the beginning of the squiggly bonk section, as we call it in the music trade. Some people say tinkly bonk, but I don't really agree with that. Silly little surfing sausage. What a funny sausage she. Cares not that it's impossible. Ah, yeah, sorry, that was the word I was looking for. I'm sorry, impossible. It's a sort of play on word, you see, because it originally was cares not that it's impossible. But we thought we could get another sausage reference into that line. Some people may feel it's overdetermined to mention sausages this much, but I assure you they're vegetarian sausages. I'll start from the top again in case you've forgotten the first few lines. Silly little surfing sausage. What a funny sausage she. Cares not that it's impossible to surf when time for tea. When she sails o'er the briny, tummies telegraph the brain. Naughty surf-bound sauce returns so we can eat again. It is such a pity that we live in Surfing City, where the victuals go surf crazy when the Navy is in town. They run to get their boards to ride and light up for the water side. Then with a jolly toss they gaily clown. Silly little surfing sausage. What a funny sausage she cares not that it's impossible to serve when time for tea. When she sails o'er the briny, time is telegraph the brain. Naughty surf-bound sauce return, so's we can eat again. Awfully selfish sausage, you must know we want to eat you. But you've taken to the waves and left the diners high dry. We're all spammed up with now to scoff. You really shouldn't just take off and let our dinner planning go awry. Silly little surfing sausage, what a funny sausage she cares not that it's impossible to serve when time for tea. When she sails o'er the briny, time is telegraph the brain. Naughty surf-bound sauce return, so's we can eat again. Ba-do-do-da, ba-do-do-da, ba-do-do-da.
Sneak in now, I think, Dennis. Shh. Surf noises, and then they could become something more avant-garde. You see that sort of filtered white noise here.
I was telling Steve earlier, down south, we wouldn't have a little silly surfing sausage. We'd have a white water rafting pork rind.
That's true. That's very true.
Few words in French, but that's all you're getting as far as Charles Trenet goes.
Thank you.
Come from far, and they come from near. They come with taters and cases full of beer. Now they're all on the lookout. Neon noodle. fill a tambourine. Lord, have mercy. You ought to see his poodles and his family of Marines. Because we all love to see him sing. And we love to hear him dance. That's right. And we love to see him moving in his tight, tight breeches.
Once I had a secret love, if it's a secret, I can't tell you about it.
Dennis Palmer and Michel Donnegal, thank you very much.